The following is a DJBC production.
Oh, summer. Pool parties, beach parties, backyard parties, porch parties, fireworks, parades, concerts, movies, Bryan Awards. Well, it's that time of the year. Who will get nominated for a Bryan Award? Find out tonight, because tonight, this is it. Maestro, nominations, please. You got it. Coming to you from WCRS-FM at 92.7 and 98.3, this is the Bryan Award nomination special for 2018, right here and online at WCRSFM.org. Good evening. This is not the real DJBC. This is a made-up hologram of the DJBC. I'm an actor that was paid to portray the DJBC because the DJBC couldn't be here. With that said, where is the DJBC? That's a very good question. But you know, it's summer. A lot's going on. School's coming back in a couple weeks. You know, the DJBC, if he were here, really, he'd hand out some hardware. And so, later on, this fall, he'll be handing it out right here on WCRS. But apologies to the real DJBC who couldn't be here. And if you don't hear this on Monday night, well, you know, our internet's down. Again, was there a blackout in the past week? Did we lose power? Did the landlord forget to pay the bills? Well, you never know. With that said, I think I should take it to the DJBC who is on the clock at his day job, the real DJBC, not a paid actor like me. Here is what he said. Take a listen. Well, hello, I am here working. You know, I thought I'd be off in time for this special announcement, but unfortunately I'm not. Needs of the business. What can I say? So, without further ado, oh, look, oh, I think that's a shoplifter. Oh, never mind. But the thing about it is that we want to get these awards done on time this year. And so the reason why we want to get them done on time this year is because we need for there to be credibility. And I need for there to be credibility in every single thing that I do. Oh, look, right there. Dollar off. Sale, right in the middle of the sales floor. But anything is possible in the land of community radio. These shows have been done in strange places, you know, cemetery, the 50-yard line of Ohio Stadium, lunar module landing, perhaps. But tonight, we're not going to do the show here. Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no. We're not. So we're actually going to take this show on the road somewhere that's close to our hearts, somewhere close to home. So I'm not going to leave you hanging on to a false hope that this is not going to be done. Although I got some things to get done and haven't had internet in the studio all week. I know. I have to pay the bills for the station. It's my turn to pay the bills for the station. But another song for another dance. So, coming up are the nominations for the 18th Annual Bryan Awards, starting right now. Poor guy. We're gonna play a song and then come back and present some nominations. This is the fake DJBC. That's right. Got a girlfriend. Got some kids. I live in Upper Arlington with my little swimming pool in the backyard. And after this, I'm gonna drink some Mai Tais in my backyard, barbecue some ribs and some sausage, and watch the firecrackers go up in the UA sky as I put another trash sticker on my garbage. Alright, this is the Bryan Award nomination special here on WCRS-FM 92.7 and 98.3, broadcasting worldwide at the Free Press Studios in the Near East Side. I'll be back with the nominations after this. Whoa, baby.
There's a place for us somewhere, a place for us, peace and quiet and open air wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, someday a time for us, time together with time to spend, time to look, time to care, someday,
somewhere. A new way of living.
We'll find a way of forgiving. So there's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're
okay, happy 100th birthday, Lenny. Leonard Bernstein would have been 100 years old this year. This is the Bryan Award nomination special on WCRS-FM at 92.7 and 98.3, broadcasting worldwide at the Free Press Carriage House in downtown Columbus. I'm not the real DJBC. I'm just an actor paid to play him. The real DJBC is, unfortunately, he's working. He's working. So in my hand are the nominations for the Bryan Awards, and we're going to start up with some Lovin' in the Afternoon. The nominees for Lead Actress in a Daytime Soap Opera are Eileen Davidson, The Young and the Restless, Marcy Miller, Days of Our Lives, Kelly Monaco, General Hospital, Gina Tognoni, The Young and the Restless, Maura West, General Hospital, and Laura Wright, General Hospital. The nominees for Lead Actor in a Daytime Drama are, Peter Bergman, The Young and the Restless, Scott Clifton, The Bold and the Beautiful, Billy Flynn, Days of Our Lives, John McCook, The Bold and the Beautiful, Billy Miller, General Hospital, and James Reynolds, Days of Our Lives. The nominees for, if I can find the page, lead actress in a drama series primetime are, if I can find it right here, Claire Foy, The Crown, Tatiana Maslany, Orphan Black, Mandy Moore, This Is Us, Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale, Sandra Oh, Killing Eve, and Kerry Russell, The Americans. The nominees for lead actor in a drama series are Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, Ed Harris, Westworld, Matthew Reese, The Americans, Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan, Milo Ventimiglia, This Is Us, and Jeffrey Wright, Westworld. Turn the page again. DJBC made it hard for me. I don't know why he made it hard for me. Okay, found the right page. The nominees for lead actress in a comedy series are Rachel Bloom, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Alison Brie, Glow, Rachel Brosnahan, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Allison Janney, Mom, Issa Rae, Insecure, and Tracy Ellis Ross, Blackish. The nominees for lead actor in a comedy series are Anthony Anderson, Blackish, Ted Danson, The Good Place, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Donald Glover, Atlanta, Bill Hader, Barry, and William H. Macy, Shameless. The nominees for lead actress in a limited series or TV movie are, if I can turn the page, okay, Jessica Biel, The Sinner, Laura Dern, The Tale, Michelle Dockery, Godless, Kristen Milioti, Black Mirror, USS Callister, Sarah Paulson, American Horror Story Cult, and Anna Deavere Smith as various characters. Notes from the Field. The nominees for lead actor in a limited series or movie are Antonio Banderas, Genius, Picasso, Darren Criss, The Assassination of Johnny Versace, American Crime Story, Benedict Cumberbatch, Patrick Melrose, Jeff Daniels, The Looming Tower, John Legend, Jesus Christ Superstar, Live, Al Pacino, Paterno, and Jesse Plemons, Black Mirror, USS Callister. That's a lot of nominees. The nominees for Outstanding Best Daytime Drama Series: The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and the Restless. The nominees for Limited Series are The Assassination of Johnny Versace, American Crime Story, The Long Road Home, The Looming Tower, Patrick Melrose, and Twin Peaks. Turning the page again, the nominees for, wrong page, gosh, I know, DJBC left me a huddled mess. Why couldn't he be here? Why couldn't he request it off work? Why was his request for work off denied? Okay, I can find, if I can find it, oh, we found it. Nominees for Variety Sketch Series: Drunk History, Portlandia, Saturday Night Live, and Tracy Ullman's Show. The nominees for Late Night Talk Show are The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Late Late Show with James Corden, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The nominees for Reality Competition Program are The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Project Runway, RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, and The Voice. And you know what? The heck with this. I'm going to let the DJ EBC deal with this himself. Coming up, we got three more categories for you as the Bryan Award nominations continue on this here radio station, WCRS and WCRSFM.org.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Six-Hour News is presented each evening, Monday through Friday.
At least six people were arrested, according to police. A police official called the scene.
Well, Nick, it's been a year and a half of debate by city council members on exactly what to do with the rent ordinance. Right now...
And special prizes awarded in Baby Show. In a moment, a full report on these and other things of Monday night.
Meanwhile, sources say, the federal investigation is expanding to other cities.
Stocks on the upward side on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closing around 12.53 on 5 points. The average price...
Hollywood this afternoon and a lot of traffic today. Here are the facts and figures over on Sunset 67.
The city of Los Angeles is considering divesting itself of all...
They marched across Brooklyn Bridge today into the canyons of Wall Street.
Mayor Bowery talked about the sewer
problem. News which is solely responsible for its content.
Bill at 11.
And I'm back. I said I would on the Bryan Award nomination special right here on WCRS-FM 92.7 and 98.3. Broadcasting worldwide at WCRSFM.org. Up first, the nominees for Best Comedy. Atlanta, FX. Barry, HBO. Blackish, ABC. Curb Your Enthusiasm, HBO. Glow, Netflix. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Amazon Prime. And Silicon Valley, HBO. The nominees for Primetime Drama Series are The Americans, FX, The Crown, Netflix, Game of Thrones, HBO, The Handmaid's Tale, Hulu, Stranger Things, Netflix, This Is Us, NBC, and Westworld, HBO. And there were some good shows and not so good shows that debuted in the 2017-2018 television season. And without further ado, the nominees for new series of the year are Barry, HBO, Glow, Netflix, The Good Doctor, ABC, I'm Dying Up Here, Showtime, Killing Eve, BBC America, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Amazon Prime, Ozark, Netflix, and Young Sheldon, CBS. Okay, need another song break. Congrats to all the nominees. Winners for the not-so-important categories will be announced on September 16th. They'll be on the BryanAndSilverGarbage.tumblr.com, posted there on Sunday, September 16th, and the Bryan Awards will be available on WCRSFM.org to listen to in late September. Date to be determined. Hopefully we get it done this time. Hopefully he gets it done this time, and hopefully he doesn't get it done on Christmas Eve. Let me just say that. Put a tiger in that tank. And hopefully the real DJ BC comes back to do his show, which is coming up very shortly on this radio station. With that said, I'm out of here. I am out of here. I got the barbecue. I got to get in my pool, man. Seriously. But congrats to all the nominees. Amazing. All right. That's it. I'm out of here. Bye. Play another song for me. We'll be right back.
The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand, but a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a mind, wasn't dumb. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. The game he plays for keeps. Hustling times in ghetto streets.
Terrible. Why on earth was it made? Okay, I'm back. The nominations have been announced probably as early as Tuesday. Everything will be put together. The whole kinks and whatever will go out. There's gonna do it already, but unfortunately there's no internet in the studio. There's none. Can't do my job without it. So, yep, those are the big nominees right there. And, again, aiming to get the Brian Awards done, I'd say, like, by the last week of September. Still working out when, because, you know, vacation time and whatnot. Back to school, football season. It's a busy time. September is very busy, and this is going to be my top priority in September to get it done for you guys so you don't have to wait until Christmas like the last 2 years. And, yep, September 16th is when the categories that will not be part of the Brian Awards broadcast, those will be revealed. The Silver Garbage Awards, the worst of television, is also September 16th, the eve of the Emmy Awards. Now, the Creative Arts Emmys are September 8th and 9th. The ninth is variety, reality, nonfiction stuff. The eighth will be comedy, drama, limited series, TV movies, and animated program. So that's split up into two nights. So that's that. So that's about it. I've got to get some rest. I have been up for 4 days straight. That's right. 4 days straight. But coming up at the top of the hour is the DJBC happy hour, unless this repeats again. Okay, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm tired. Get me to a chair. Get me to a bed. Get me to a phone charger as well, because my phone is dying here, or at least the battery is as well. With that said, this has been the Brian Award nominations on WCRS and WCRSFM.org.